It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple has announced that over the first weekend following their release, a record 10 million iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Pluses were purchased. And that's just the latest models for one kind of phone. Some estimates suggest over 1 billion Android devices will be sold by the end of this year. But there's a problem. The more gadgets we buy, the more we support the way they are manufactured. Sourcing of materials, the treatment of workers in places like China and Malaysia where electronics are made. A new report from the nonprofit organization Verite suggests a looming issue of forced labor in the Malaysian electronics industry. Dan Viederman is the CEO of Verite. Hello.
Hello.
You interviewed migrant workers in Malaysia's electronics manufacturing sector. What did you find?
We found out one in three of the over 500 people that we met is technically in a condition of forced labor, essentially unable to leave the jobs that they are in, despite being part of very modern, very highly organized supply chains.
One of the problems here is third-party employment agencies. What role do they play in creating this problem?
They're a big part of the problem, and essentially they act as the facilitators for people from very poor countries to seek jobs overseas in places that they think will bring them some measure of prosperity. For example, a guy named Raj, who was a college-educated, English-speaking Nepali. So he paid $1,500, which is twice the average annual income in Nepal, to get a job in Malaysia. When he got to Malaysia, his passport was taken away. That was 14 months ago. He hasn't seen it since. His working conditions were much worse than he was led to believe. And the wage that he's been offered is much less than he originally thought it was going to be.
Can you give me a sense of how likely it is that something that I use has been touched by someone in a forced labor situation in Malaysia?
It's very hard to make any really firm statements that your particular cell phone has been touched. I say it, I would look at it a different way. Unless the companies that are sourcing there are willing to dive in to find the people who are really exploited in their supply chains, they can't prove to you, the consumer, that your products have not been touched.
What's the solution?
Companies have to make sure that workers in their supply chains have access to their passports. Companies need to make sure workers have some voice, some grievance mechanism, and then ultimately the multinationals and their suppliers have to start working only with labor brokers, with these staffing agencies that can demonstrate that they are not exploiting people along the way.
Dan Viederman is the CEO of Verite, a nonprofit organization that looks at global labor issues. Dan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
This week, we're having conversations about television because it's a huge week for TV show premieres, both online and in your cable bundle. And we're learning about how technology is changing the way we watch and, in some cases, the television itself. So I want to play you an important conversation that pushes a plot twist in the show Sherlock. Can you tell what's going on? Well, no, obviously, because you can't see the screen. Sherlock Holmes is looking at a text message, but it's not on his phone. The text pops up superimposed onto the shot. Forrest Wickman writes about culture for Slate magazine and recently blogged about this trend. Forrest, how are you?
Good.
Let's talk about text messages driving plots. Is this something that you like?
Yeah, I do like it. I mean, it's such a part of our life now, but it presents its own problem in terms of how to, you know, show 140 or however many characters on screen and still keep it interesting.
Do any horrible examples of that sort of thing pop into your head?
I think the worst examples kind of draw too much attention to it as a technology.
Uh-huh.
You know, we saw this with the internet back in the 90s, and you got movies like The Net and Hackers. They had to show, like, shots of cameras zooming through fiber optic cables.
We have a zero bug attacking all login and overlay files.
Run antivirus. Give me a systems display.
No matter how exciting your technology is, it's probably either just going to seem dated or completely mundane in a few years.
And we're starting to move away from that into more layered presentation of this stuff.
Yeah, text messaging has been around for a long time, but through almost the entirety of the 2000s, you would just get a quick close-up of a cell phone on screen with the text message there.
Sure.
But in the last few years, you get the text message on screen almost as if it were a subtitle.
And you're into this, right?
I am into this for the reasons I said. I do like to be able to see how the actor feels about his text message as he's typing it. I'm always hesitant to stump too hard for any way that we depict technology, because it almost always ends up being a cliche. So if people start using this too much...
Right, you'll bail immediately.
Right.
What other examples have you seen that you think are interesting? I mean, there's obviously the Sherlock example.
Yeah, I've seen it on House of Cards as well. House of Cards does a pretty good job.
That's interesting.
What is?
Oh, text just came. Zoe Bonds.
Who?
In terms of the depictions that I like most, I think the ones that are the most successful are the ones that tend to keep it the most simple. You know, sans serif font, on screen... You know, no
sans
need to show the
important.
Cursor itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It would be weird if it was like Times New Roman.
Comic Sans.
That would be a major mistake, yeah.
Forrest Wickman is a culture writer for Slate. He writes for their Browbeat blog. Forrest, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, Forrest's post at Slate was about a video essay from Tony Joe, who edited together a bunch of scenes where texting takes place on screen. We've tweeted a link, and you should tweet us your favorite movie or TV scene involving texting. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.